7:30 past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And I've got Chris Tiernison and Dylan Smith with me right now in the studio. Nice to see you guys. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Oh, thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Dave.
Such a pleasure, because I like what you're doing. And we're going to explain this to you folks, because, yeah, it's so important, I think, in this world that we share and the life that we live, to try and make a difference, make the world a better place. And if you can do that by doing what you love, well, then it's a win-win, isn't it? So, Chris and Dylan are swimmers. Now you're going to be swimming for a cause. Tell us about that. Maybe we kick off with Dylan. You seem to be a lot more confident. Chris is still waking up. Okay. Maybe that's just an observation. So, tell us what's happening.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Yeah. So, we're from the Ohana Aquatics Group. So, we train at Umhlali Primary under the sort of guidance of Paul Bees and the Bees family. And we're swimming the Mid-Mile Challenge, the charity challenge this year, which is a two-day event where you swim either 8 miles, 16 miles for a charity of your choice. And the objective is to raise funds towards that charity so that you can help them in their cause and doing good in the world.
Okay. Chris, what is the charity that you've chosen?
We've chosen a charity called Happy Bundles. And essentially what we do is we raise money, and obviously kids across the world, not just in South Africa, the family that actually are raising the money are situated in the States. So any child will pick children. I think at the moment there's 125 children on their waiting list, and they will receive a bundle of presents wherever they are in the world. And it just brings a bit of joy to their lives, and obviously helps them get through a very tough patch.
So these are kids with cancer.
These are kids with cancer. That's correct.
And it's quite alarming to discover that cancer is ubiquitous. It's a pandemic of epic proportion. But unlike other pandemics, it just goes quietly about decimating lives of people. That with a little help and support, I suppose, it makes these things so much more tolerable, and this is what you're doing, and it's a marvelous. Why did you choose that charity?
Mid-Mile Mile has a charity arm, and it was essentially designated to us, but we've also taken the time to get involved and look at what the Creel family does, and they do so much good work around the world, and I think The lady that did start it, I think she was diagnosed with, just correct me if I'm wrong, Dil,
yeah,
I think stage 3 breast cancer in 2020.
Okay.
And I think when she was going under treatment, she also saw that there was a lot of children in the same boat as her. And she was given a gift on one of the days where she was receiving treatment. And she just saw how much joy it brought to her. And she, I think, started the charity the very next day. And has been basically doing so ever since, and bringing joy to children year after year.
Well,
which
it's
is a great cause.
It's a great thing that you're doing. Just let's talk about you guys. You're swimmers. Are you part of is this something you do for fun, or is it part of a team that has a mission and tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, Ohana is an aquatics club, so they run the aquatics at the Umhlali Primary. They've got an adult squad, which is what Chris and myself are a part of. There's two standing sessions, a morning session and an afternoon session. So the group's actually fairly large. We haven't met all the members on there.
And is this a social thing, or is it a competitive thing?
It is social and competitive. You can swim for whatever you want. If you want to work off the pizza, beer and wine, then that's fine. But there are also competitive swimmers. There's the Masters Championship coming up in Durban, the KZN Masters in March this year. We've got quite a few guys and girls that are going to be swimming that. And we're kind of this. Our cause isn't affiliated officially with Ohana. We're just sort of raising the Ohana flag in terms of doing good with swimming, in terms of this long distance and charities. So we're hoping this is going to be the first step in building a bit of a community where people are using swimming as a platform to do good in sort of our local communities and people that need it.
Well, it's an absolute win-win then, because swimming apparently is one of the best forms of exercise. I say apparently because I'm yet to be convinced. I believe you've got to get in the water and survive. Yeah, but apparently it's very good in terms of no stress on the joints, etc. If you're recovering from some kind of injury, or generally for good health, it is recommended. I believe people that don't swim very well can actually learn to swim at Ohana. Is that correct?
They do have a learn to swim platform. It's mostly geared towards the younger kids in terms of teaching kids the sort of skills to swim.
I'm amazed how many adults can't swim. And I say that with respect. I mean, I thought everyone just, you know. But apparently there are many among us that, that you can doggy paddle, but you really can't swim properly. And if you learn to swim properly, it becomes much more enjoyable. So that's really what I'm referring to. Yeah. That's fantastic. And what do you guys do in your non-swimming private lives?
I'm a business owner, so mainly in the construction and the diesel wholesale space. But yeah, we are based out of Richards Bay, so it's a bit of a trek on every second day, but love what we do.
Wow. And you, Dylan, what do you do?
I'm an engineer, but I now work more in the people space, so organizational culture, employee engagement, specifically for engineering companies.
See, there are good people among us, and here they are, Chris and Dylan, both swimming, obviously because they love it, but swimming now for a cause, and the Midmar Mile is giving them the option or the opportunity to make the world a better place. We wish you huge success. Will you let us know how it goes when you have, maybe before the event, come in one more time? And how do people, are you asking folks to help you in any way or to help the cause in any way?
Yeah, definitely. So just to expand a bit, it's not just Chris and myself from the Ohana group. There are three other swimmers. They've got prior commitments, so they can't be in the booth today. But we've put together a little website, www.ohana, spelled O-H-A-N-A, and the number 4, and then hope.co.za. There you'll find all of our info. You each drive your individual fundraising platform because you each have a goal to reach. But collectively, obviously, we're working together as a team to do as much as we can. So all the info is on there in terms of who we are, why we're swimming, what we're trying to achieve, what the charities are that we're representing. And you can click a link, go straight to our donation page. You can pay via EFT, online, card, SnapScan. It's based on the platform's called Kydron. And what's really nice about that platform is 100% of what you give goes to the charity that it's designated for. There are no fees, no admin sort of portions that get skimmed off. It's whatever you give towards our cause will reach the people that it's intended for.
And there it is. You can help Dylan and Chris to make a difference, a significant difference to those less fortunate by supporting their efforts and going online to Ohana for
Hope.
Hope.
Yeah.
Ohana and the number 4, Hope. All the information that you need is there. We wish you huge success, guys. And, in the acting world, we would say break a leg, but you don't want to do that if you're swimming. So just go out there and be marvelous.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah,
great pleasure. Special guests, Chris Tennyson and Dylan Smith, swimming for a cause. And the morning show continues.